You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Nazar Kamangar, co-founder and CEO of Smile Stations since 2014. Smile Stations is an open platform for content distribution in waiting rooms of dental offices. It is a one-stop digital mobile point of care education, advertising, and merchandising solution for the dental industry. You got to love this. And Nazar, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So, Nazar, tell us more about Smile Stations to kick things off today.
Of course. So, Smile Stations is the only interactive patient education, advertising, and merchandising platform in oral care. And we recently added camera for social media engagement, and we're working on voice activation modules to create a better patient engagement. Our vision is basically to create the most innovative digital hub for centralized digital information, communication, patient education, patient engagement, and also providing the opportunity for dental consumer products or healthcare, healthy lifestyle, nutrition to reach out to patients when they're waiting in the waiting room of dental offices and give them something to think about. It's also going to be some opportunity for merchandising. So patients, if they're interested in those products or ads or recommendations by the dentist or hygienist, then they can purchase right from the kiosk, their mobile app or tablet.
And that is so creative and tapping into technology at the same time. Really impressive. What do you think is unique about your nomination?
Well, if you are familiar with oral care, it's a very slow to change market. So companies like us, when they are considered as disruptive technology, are having a lot of challenges in oral care in general. And one of the reasons is because of the mindset of the manufacturers and the distributors in this market. So one of the things that we're proud on this nomination is because Thomas Edison had probably about 1,000 failures until he invented the bulb. And he didn't give up. It was because of his courage, because of his passion. So people like myself, entrepreneur or companies are coming to disrupt the technology in oral care. They should have a lot of passion, courage, and they should not be afraid of rejections, because this is going to be a very difficult road until we get to the destination.
Yeah, for sure there. How do you think dentists and dental groups and patients benefit the most from your platform?
Sure. When you go to your dentist, you probably realize that as far as the communication or education, the only thing you get as a patient is the verbal communication. So dentist is pretty busy, and then we are living in 2019, but there is no mobile or digital adoption for the patient. So if they want to get the answer to frequently asked questions they have to go and spend a lot of time on the internet and find the answers. And if they call the office, dental offices don't have a lot of resources. They run with like assistant office manager. They don't have time really to spend a lot with the patient. So there is a gap that we see over here for patient education, especially in 2019 when all other industries are adopting mobile and they're adopting digital. And on the other side, dental offices and dental groups, DSOs with over 100 locations, they're looking for the ways to adopt technology. Their goal is to get more patients. Their goal is to get better reviews. Their goal is to educate patients about the high profit margins that they have, such as ortho implant as an example. And that's the opportunity over there that we're giving them, because we put interactive devices at the waiting room of dental offices, and they look like a huge iPhone. A lot of people tell me is that iPhone 20. So it's about 6 feet, 46 inches stand for the multi-specialty and about the 32 inches wall mount for the smaller offices. And we design buttons for these practices, which is fully customized. And with the buttons, they have a capability to educate patients, and they can drill down to sub-buttons. If someone is looking for the information for braces versus clear aligners, for example, that's the opportunity right there. If they want to know more about the implant, the opportunity is right there. And we know a lot of patients would like to do some procedures, but they hesitate because of the financial issues. So that's the opportunity for the patient financing, for the insurance companies to come on board and educate people how they can leverage financials to take care of their overall healthcare, including oral care. So the opportunity is huge over there. It's communication with the patients, educating them. And as a patient, when we go, for example, to Target or Walmart, every day we see a new product is coming. And we see different colors, for example, for rinse or mouthwash. And we don't have time, really, to know what's the difference. So that's the opportunity right there for the dentist and hygienist to educate people what they have to do for their aftercare, what are the products that they believe in, what is it unique about that product that patient needs to know. So we're opening the door for information and for education, and most important, that has to be centralized. So patient is not going to spend a lot of time searching on the internet, finding the answers that might not be reliable.
I quickly see the benefits from the platform for sure. Today we're joined by Nazar Kamangar, co-founder and CEO of Smile Stations, an open platform for content distribution in waiting rooms of dental offices, and it is a one-stop digital mobile point-of-care education, advertising, and merchandising solution for the dental industry here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Nazar, why is point of care advertising and education important for dental consumer brands?
So, point of care is not new in healthcare in general. So, if you, for example, take a look to companies like Outcome Health or Patient Point, they leverage that with the pharma companies. They use screens, maybe it's not interactive like ours, it's kind of like advertising players at the exam room of physician offices, and they use that as a way of educating people at the point of care. What we are doing in oral care is new to this market, so basically no one has done it before. But why is it important to do it at point of care? Because patients are sitting over there, and they're there for their need, for their healthcare need, for oral care need. And I think we as patients trust our dentists. We trust the hygienist more than anybody else. So we might read ads, for example, but if our dentist is going to say, I recommend you to use this product, or I recommend you to do this procedure, we're going to listen to the dentist. So dentist has a lot of influence over there. So point of care is really important because, for example, when we go on Amazon, we see a lot of products over there. And of course, they have different pricing and they have different features. But we don't have hours and hours to spend on Amazon and figure out, okay, which product is right for me. And when we don't have that technical knowledge. Dental consumer products like P&G, Philips, Colgate, GSK, and others, they do have that opportunity over there to differentiate about the brand and explain to the patient about the product and what is it innovative about the new products that are coming. So we believe that there's a best opportunity at the point of care versus like TV, for example, or gas station advertising or billboard that is not targeted. We have targeted group of people sitting over there and they are listening to their dentist and provider, and we're creating that opportunity for them.
Lastly, Nazar, how are VCs and corporate venture arms reacting to startups in oral care right now?
Well, it's very difficult to convince VCs for oral care market. I'm based in Silicon Valley, and probably if we were a social networking startup, we had interest from all the VCs in the area. But when we talk about the oral care, part of it is if a VC don't have the experience or understanding about that market, they won't invest. Part of it is because they have never invested, they don't know what's their return on investment. And then another part is because they are not active in this market, so they don't know really what's the ROI going to look like. And I hear from a lot of them that oral care is a very small market, which is really amazing me myself, because the size of consumer sales for the dental in United States only was about $6.5 billion last year, which is not a small amount. And the other challenge is healthcare has a lot of attention, but VCs don't see oral care as part of the healthcare. And then as far as the corporate venture arms that you asked, we have three big distributors, Henry Schein, Patterson Dental, and Benco. And Henry Schein has majority of the market. They have about 90,000 dentists on their network, and they do have a global innovation center, but unfortunately, they don't spend any money on the startups, meaning they don't invest in startups or provide any capital. It's the same thing with Colgate and P&G. There is no corporate venture arm exists. So that's basically the challenge that we have in oral care as far as financing goes.
Well, Nazar, it certainly has been great to have had you here, and thanks for introducing Smile Stations to the audience. I think it's awesome what you have in place here within the dental space. So where can listeners get all the details on Smile Stations and be in contact as needed?
You can basically take a look to our website. It's www.smilestations.com. We can basically provide some information, but we're also available for any further information, demo, or questions that people have.
Well, that certainly does work. Again, Nazar, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome, and it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Nazar Kamangar, co-founder and CEO of Smile Stations, an open platform for content distribution and waiting rooms of dental offices. It is a one-stop digital mobile point of care education, advertising, and merchandising solution for the dental industry, and all the details can be found at smilestations.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.